You're in business because you have an idea, a spark, a passion, and it's your gift. It's the one that you have and you're bringing into the world. I know it isn't easy and it requires commitment. You have to learn both the mechanics and leave room for the magic every day in your business. And I'm here for you to help you make a profit. I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. I'm in this with you every single day. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. So today we're going to talk all about time, the thing we can't control, but the activities we can manage. So I brought in an expert on time and productivity. Sabrina, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So why don't you tell everyone who you are and who you serve?
So my name is Sabrina Victoria. I own a company called Human Better 365. It's a human transformation company. We specialize in time management, organization, and procrastination as the foundation of kind of a life, basically. If we're not managing our time, it's very difficult to manage everything else.
I love that. So one of the reasons we have you on here is because so many entrepreneurs struggle with time. By the end of the day, we're exhausted. We didn't get it all done. And there are all the tips out there, like only do the top three or focus on the one thing first or whatever. I would love, though, how do you teach your clients to manage their time?
So, well, the first thing that I like to do is just kind of break it down so that it's a little easier to understand. So breaking it down into three categories, which is time is the only thing that's consistent. So no matter what we're doing, whether we're really, really busy or not busy at all, time is the only thing that's consistent in our life. So it's not necessarily managing our time. What it actually is it's managing our attention and then also managing our energy. So when we really break it down, have a whole sit down section on what their energy looks like at certain times during the day, and then where their attention is or where their focus is throughout the day, and then how we correlate that or drop that on top of time, which is the only thing that's kind of consistent.
Gotcha. So starting from energy and from, I guess your energy would determine where you focus at any given time.
Yes and no. People have spurts. If you talk to anybody, normally they'll know, where are you more active? Are you, do you wake up really early in the morning, you're ready to go? Or are you more sluggish and you're more active at noon, or you're more active at night? You hear these people that I run into people, I mean, I'm always talking about time, that are, you know, insist on saying they're night owls. They love to do things at night and they get their burst of energy at night. So it's really figuring out where their most amount of energy, because everyone's body is kind of calculated different. So where is that energy at? Is it more so in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening? And then finding out where the time is. So actually living your life and actually recognizing, wow, it actually starts at 4. At 4 p.m. till around 1 a.m., I'm like totally awake and ready to go. For other people, it's 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. is their most. So finding out where their body is calculated as far as their energy, and then making it so that the things that they need a lot of focus or a lot of their attention on are being done during those time blocks of where they have more energy. And then all of the mundane things in their life, such as like doing laundry or, doing the dishes or what have you, are then done during those times when they're more not so focused or maybe don't have as much energy throughout the day, because those things don't necessarily need a lot of brain power.
Gotcha. So how do we balance, how would we balance this as business owners, right? So my store is open twice a week from 8 to 6.
Yep.
And we have a lot of people listening in here who own brick and mortar businesses as well. And, I don't know how much we control our time. So what do I do to structure that?
So I get, this is the whole issue with most people work 9 to 5. So when I'm talking to somebody who insists that most of their energy is between 4 p.m. and 1 a.m., how do I get that so that they are somehow able to focus or have their energy during 9 to 5, which is when their business is running or when they're employed? And the issue isn't necessarily that they can't, but it's that now they know. So a lot of it is the knowing. So now that I know or I recognize this, how do I fit it in? Can I or can I not? And if I can't, at least we know that you're functioning at a different level. And just that, just them recognizing how their body works a little bit more really helps them recognize or do the things that maybe are necessary for them to kind of switch it, because we can kind of switch. So can you go to bed instead of going to bed at 1 a.m., can you go to bed at midnight? Can you then go to bed at 11? Can you and can you kind of switch or fluctuate the flow of the energy in your body so that it does start to creep up earlier in the day to be able to compensate for your workflow? A lot of times we fall into a rhythm because of certain situations in our life, and our body just becomes accustomed to that. We are capable, however, of flipping that and making it so that our body does function according to the way we would like to have it function. We have more control over our body than we actually sometimes think we do. Saying an identity of "I am a night owl" just allows you to stay in that mindset of "I am a night owl, therefore." But if you start to change your identity, and if you can say, "Hey, I am whatever that is for you," and start to do the things that relate to that new I am statement, such as "I am an early bird." Well, what would an early bird do? An early bird would maybe go to bed quite a bit earlier, and then you can start to flow. And this is a process, just like life is a process. It's not something that can be done overnight. It's something that obviously takes, you know, weeks, months, years, depending on what you're working on. But where do you want your energy? And that making that a decision, where do you want your energy? And then making the lifelong changes to really implement that to help your business out.
That is so interesting. So in another line of, I guess, interviews in the past, it was one of those things where it's like, if it doesn't fit you, just outsource it. But you're saying that you can actually change.
Yes, 100%, 100%. A lot of it is this whole I am. And I'm really, really big with I am statements. It's one of the very first things that I implement with my clients is, who are you? Who are you? What do you do? What does that mean for your life? And is it hurting you? Or is it helping you? And recognizing that the things that are not helping you, can you alter them? Can you change them? When it comes to outsourcing, sure, you could outsource so that you don't have to be in your store or working your business during certain hours or having to wake up as early or whatever it is. But what if you could? So I'm always in the thought process of, what if? What if? Could we do it better? Could you do it better? And really challenging our mind, our identity, our I am statements in order to benefit ourselves. And when you start to push yourself into uncomfortable arenas, this is what causes us to raise our confidence. So when you start to implement changes, such as going to bed a little bit later so that you can wake up earlier, when you start to recognize the influence that you have on your body to be able to make decisions, implement those decisions, see the results of those, create an outcome that is way more sustainable for yourself, for your family, for your business, for your wealth, whatever it is.
How do you start this process with your clients to help them decide, you know, what's better for them or what could be working better for them? Let's say that I do run a store and I would rather work the afternoon shift, or I would rather work the morning shift. Like, how do I figure out where I should be making these changes? Yeah.
Yeah. So a list would be, we start out with who you are and who you want to be and what that actually looks like. So writing down an actual definitive list as to not what you want, what you need, but what you want. So what do you actually want happening within the the dynamic of your business, within the dynamic of your family, and then how you fit into that. So actually, I am very, very big into details. So what exactly, what specifically, these are the things that I'm constantly reiterating all the time. How exactly does that look? How exactly does that feel? And recognizing what you want first in extreme detail or very, very specifically, and then we're having to manipulate ourselves a lot as far as time, as far as energy, focus, attention, and how that fits into it. So what changes? You can only control yourself. So what changes can you make in your with yourself, with your time, with your energy, in order to make sure that the things that you actually want out of your life, you can pull out of that?
So we start with the list and we're going to decide what we really want and how we want it to look. So what if you're someone who doesn't really know how it would look if I got up at 5 a.m. or how it would look if I got up at 7:30, right? So walk me through this process, because I know people are listening going, wait a minute. We've always been told that we just kind of have to follow our biological clocks and go with the flow and with ease and be you. And you're giving us a completely different take on that and the control that we actually have in designing our time rather than just designing kind of the outcomes. So walk me through, how do we do this? Where do we start?
Well, I think a lot of it is also you, the person really having a heart-to-heart with themselves as far as what they want. So some people are happy with being where they are and kind of being, you know, they wake up when they wake up, they run their business, how they run their business. They're good with that. You know, if they make a little, you know, this much profit or they're this successful, then they're happy with that. And they're totally fine with that. But then I think that there's another set of people who are constantly searching for more. And that's a lot of what Human Better 365 is. It's what can I do better? What can I do differently today that I wasn't doing yesterday? So it's that constant flow of evolving. So what can I do a little bit better today? What can I do a little bit better today? With the thought process of eventually there's some sort of payout for the changes that I am making in my life. So which type of person are you, first of all? So, you know, the type of people that I would be working with, obviously, that would invest in getting some sort of coach would be a person who is looking to evolve, who is looking to change, who is saying to themselves, hey, I'm not quite satisfied with where I am mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, whatever that is. What can I do to manipulate or to change the way that I'm doing my life right now so I can get to that next level? So that's the first question is, are you happy with what you have, doing it the way that you're doing it, you know, following the biological clock that's within you that you have set and tweaked and toned and you're not wanting to mess with that? Or are you the type of person that's like, I'll do whatever it takes? If you have a different suggestion that maybe works for me, I am all ears. So it's first figuring out that part.
Because it is important that when we get in stuck in business, sometimes we are feeling like we're at the mercy of the business, the mercy of when the clients call, the mercy on when we're open and closing our stores, the mercy of our schedules and the things that we've booked out. And really, we don't have to be.
100%. And a lot of that's boundaries. You know, setting those definitive boundaries for your customers or for your phone. And, you know, certain clients or certain people will like to push those boundaries, but having those definitive boundaries as a business owner, I think is very important.
What are your suggestions for boundaries around, you know, your business?
Well, a lot of that is attention. So I have a very strict line when it comes to, I don't want to say strict, that's actually a lie. I do not have a strict, but I have boundaries around business time and family time. So although my business goes in and out of my entire day from 6 a.m. till midnight every single day, I have definitive blocks that are not disrupted with business. So although I work long, crazy hours, there is a time block for me working out and listening to some sort of motivational, some sort of podcast that really gives me some focus for the day. There's no interruptions during that in the morning. There's another time block for my lunch. I take a full hour lunch with absolutely no disruptions, where I might be working on something, but I'm working on something quietly that's maybe for my personal development, not necessarily for the wealth of my business. And then I have another time block for actually making dinner and spending time with my family. And that's about a 3 hour block where I actually make a home cooked meal Monday through Friday. I sit down with my family with absolutely no phones and no disruptions. And I'm present. I'm 100% present during those three times during my Monday through Friday schedule. And then everywhere in between can be filled in with work-related things that are creating my wealth.
So you put the boundaries in place for your personal stuff around your business.
Yes. Yes. 100%. And everybody, you can, and people can do it differently. You know, people will have time blocks for just their business. And they'll say from this time to this time, I am available at my phone. Where I am in my business right now, I'm putting a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy into it. Where I am right now, I'm pushing a lot. And so I'm very flexible with what that looks like within my life at the moment, but I am very definitive with my self-care and my family.
So you brought up an interesting thing. You're saying where we are right now with the moment. So when you have people organize their time and their lives and their businesses, how often do people change? I mean, are we setting something in stone? Is this something that we do, you know, week by week, month by month? How would I want to look at this if I am, again, in that personal space where I'm ready to evolve, I want to push, I want to grow, I want to do the things. And then I don't want to feel like I'm stuck in a routine that time management to me almost sounds like it's going to put me in a box. How do we get around that?
Yeah. And that's just changing how you are viewing that. I'm very much a cheerleader for ebb and flow and that nothing is ever the same. One of the biggest issues that I run into with people who do confront me or do sit down with me to kind of see what my coaching is all about is exactly that. They feel as if they're making a commitment to what they're doing now has to be the thing that they're doing for the rest of their lives. And that is so far from the truth. The fact that we even think that is just out of this world to me, but I get it. I totally understand it. But yeah, we are not a product of having to commit to something and then having to do that one thing for the duration of our life. So one of the things that I talk about a lot is, you know, I'm very in and amongst a very holistic group of women in one of the areas of my life. And they are all very Zen-ish and very like, let's meditate and let's journal. And although that is something that I appreciate and I get, I understand, it's not necessarily something that I do in my life on a consistent basis. And it's not something that I promote my clients to do. However, with that being said, I do say that there will be times in your life where meditation fits and meditation makes sense. And being open to the fact that, hey, I feel like meditation is something that would benefit me right now. Doing it for 72 days in a row and then recognizing that one, maybe you don't need it. Two, maybe it didn't work. Three, maybe you just don't have time for it anymore because there's something else now that's taking the place of that. And recognizing that there's no guilt associated with or without doing that meditation or that journaling. So recognizing that, yes, we're making a definitive plan for today, tomorrow, and a week from now. However, whatever's in that schedule doesn't necessarily have to be set in stone where that's the thing that we're doing for year after year after year, recognizing that there's going to be things that are added and things that are in place depending on where you are mentally, emotionally, with your business, with your family, and things are going to change.
Yeah, that's such a great point because as an entrepreneur anyway, I'm inundated with that. Get up at 4 a.m. and do it this way or get up at 5 and do that. And then it's going to make you a better person. It's going to make you, but this really resonates, this idea that, you know, there's seasons.
Yes. Yes. And I do that. One of the things that I do, and I think it's very important to recognize the importance of choice. And this will look different for everybody. But one of the things that I actually do is exactly what you just said. People are very, and it's weird because I'm in talent management organization. So you would think I'm like super, super regimented every single day, but it's actually the opposite. So one of the things that I give to myself as a gift is I do not have a set time for when I wake up. So I decide the day before, the night before, on what time I need to wake up. Sometimes that's 5 a.m. Sometimes it's 7. Sometimes it's 9. On Sundays, a lot of time, there is no set time for me to wake up. Sundays is my one day where I allow my body just to wake up whenever it wakes up. And then I get up. And this is a gift that I give to myself. So there is no morning regimen for me that's definitive for months or years to come where I can say, like, sit down and be like, I wake up at every day, 5 a.m. to start my day. I'm a time management organization. No, actually, what time do I have to wake up? Like today, what time did I have to wake up to make sure that I was up, ready, and in a heightened amount of energy for my first call of the day? Sometimes my first call isn't until 10. Sometimes it's not till 1. Sometimes it's at 8 a.m. So what does that look like so that I have a set amount of time for my meal, for my workout, and then time to get ready to be able to be on? Sometimes that is 5 a.m. But other times that's 9 a.m. So having that choice to be able to do that really makes me feel as if I have control over my life and makes me feel good. That might not work for everybody, especially if you're talking time management organization. But for me, that is one thing that I give to myself. And I think it's very important to have that.
Yeah, I think this is going to resonate with a lot of people because unfortunately, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we listen to all of the experts who are going to tell us, you know, the best way to run the business and the highest priority things. And I think sometimes that gets lost in this idea that we have to work as entrepreneurs, that we are controlling a lot of everything. We control, you know, what we charge, we control what we sell, we control when we sell, how we sell, and those types of things that we do have choice. It feels very liberating to be able to say, and in my personal life, managing the time around this, I also have some choice.
100%. That's the most important. That's how you don't get overwhelmed. That's how you don't burn out, because there are certain definitive areas where I allow myself to have a choice. And that's what makes this so much fun. That's what makes this so much fun. So instead of saying, I have to wake up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it's I get to. Because on this certain day, I'm doing this awesome podcast, or I have this awesome call at 7 a.m. So I get to wake up at 5 to have that awesome call. And then the very next day, I might not have to, you know, wake up until 9. So then it's like, oh my gosh, I get to wake up at 9 o'clock tomorrow because my first call isn't until 11. And that gives me enough time to do whatever I'm going to do. So it really sits well with me. It sits well with me. And many of my clients really do appreciate that same like light feeling of, wow, actually, yes, that makes sense.
It really does make sense, especially when you go into life with the understanding that every day is going to be different.
Yes.
So yes. I think this gives us a lot of permission to allow that to be true, where maybe sometimes we always get this, I don't know, nagging feeling that we should be doing it a certain way.
Exactly. And that's what I'm so big into is, this isn't a thing. That's literally not a thing. There is no certain way. So the only definitive things I have throughout my day is just those three time blocks of self-care and with my family. And those are certain, you know, hour and a half in the morning, 1 hour lunch, and 3 hours. So depending on where I woke up, those will shift throughout my day, but they're always there definitively. And then everything else flows around that. So there are days when I am up until midnight or 1 a.m. working, but that's because I woke up at 9. Does that make sense? But if those days hit up against each other, where one day I woke up at 9 a.m, so then I actually have enough energy to work till midnight or 1 a.m, but then the very next day I have to wake up at 5, what does that look like, right? I might have to make some adjustments in that, but recognizing the choice in that. So it's like, I have the choice to, you know, to work off of 5 hours of sleep or, you know, shove that a little bit and, you know, get a full 7 hours or whatever it is to be able to wake up the next day at 5 a.m. But that's like a thing that I do every single night when I go to bed. I have a whole planner that goes along with my business where the first thing on the list is what time am I waking up? And that's written down. And then I write it down in my planner. This is what time I'm waking up. I set my phone for that exact time. When I wake up, my whole day is planned out for me with my time blocks included.
I love that. That makes so much sense. So where can people find out more about you and your coaching, your productivity practice? How can they find you?
Yeah. So I just make it simple. My website is sabrinavictoria.com. And then that leads to all of the other things that I do under communities and companies that I run.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to put all of the links in the show notes, including all the social channels so people can find you. And I appreciate this conversation. This is very eye-opening for people who feel maybe that they have to have a lot of structure to be successful. And you're saying you have to have both. You have a little bit of boundaries, a little bit of structure, and at the same time, allow each day to be different and come as it goes.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll talk to you next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you'd like to learn more and grab some free resources, just head over to entremoneycoach.com and you'll find the links and freebies. Take care, and I can't wait to talk to you again next time on the Profit Accelerator Podcast.